At the end of 2019, back when I had a lot more hair, the leadership were deciding about having me become the senior pastor. We were having a meeting out there in the meeting place, and it came time for them to talk about me. And so they were going to decide my fate. So I left the room so that they could talk about me without me giving them funny looks. And I was out there in the night, and I started praying. We'd been through a lot in 2019, and I looked across at the church building, and I prayed, and I said, God, do you have plans for this church? Now, instantly, a shooting star lit up the sky and flew across the top of the church. Now, I'm not one for random symbols and signs. If you came to me and said, the wind is going east, so I know God wants me to buy a car, or I saw a blue-tongued lizard this morning, so I know it's going to be a bad year, I might look at you with some skepticism. But this seemed like a very clear answer. What that answer was, it's perhaps a bit trickier to work out. Now, as a 21st century person, culturally, I have been taught that I am the main character of my story. And so it was probably a sign that I will have a stellar ministry at this church. Now, one of the things that stuck in my mind was the end of the shooting star's journey. I saw the bright streak break up into chunks and dissipate. So I focused on the bright journey that would lit up the sky above the church building, and I tried not to think about the possible meaning of the end of its journey. As a church, we have reached the end of the book of Hebrews. The final chapter in my preaching schedule landed on today. It's a passage where the author is giving closing remarks to the people he's been writing to. He's been encouraging them to stay firm in their faith despite persecution. He has shown them the superiority of Christ, and he has urged them to hold to the faith and be taught and shaped by the struggles they experience. They are a church that is about to face terrible persecution. It's likely that the evil Emperor Nero has just blamed the Christians for the fire of Rome, and so he will be doing all sorts of evil things to them. Their church is at risk of death. The way that they met up and practiced their faith is at risk, and so they need to be reminded of the reasons they meet together. They have to question what it is that their faith actually is. What is their faith really in? Is it in their community, their social club, their traditions, the patterns that they have? Or is it in the Son of God who died so that they could live? Their faith is hard, it's dangerous, and it's counterintuitive. Now, he gives us a bunch of advice in this last chapter. And if I was to sum up the heart of his message here, I would say, he says, even though you are going to be discouraged, even though it is dangerous, keep on doing good. Even though there will be people trying to influence and persuade you with what looks like better options, hold to the truth. Even though you'll be tempted to take comfort in what is familiar and easy and acceptable to others, remember Jesus. Now, that is all really good advice, and I suggest you take it. But the thing I want to focus on today is why we do those things. If we know the why, then the what might come a little bit easier to work out. Now, I think the answer comes in verse 14, where he says, for here we have no lasting city, but we seek the city that is to come. For here we have no lasting city, but we seek the city that is to come. The story that governs our lives determines what we think is important in this world. Increasingly, our culture focuses not on anything except what is exactly in front of us. There is nothing beyond what we can see, so there's nothing except for us to enjoy what is here and what is now. We do not say, for here we have no lasting city, but we seek the city to come. We have a culture that says, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Now, I'm someone who hates air travel. I find the whole experience generally rather stressful. Now, even when you go to book your ticket online, it feels like they're instantly trying to rip you off because the tickets are always different prices, even though they're offering you the exact same service. If you book early, it's cheap. If it's later, it's more expensive, and you end up with the same product. Then there's always these confusing tiers as to what ticket you're going to get. And they all have things that sound good, but they really seem to be just hiding other charges for silly things that you probably don't need anyway. Then once you have chosen your ticket, you know how much you're going to pay and how much it is all going to cost you. And then they charge you a card processing fee. Now, nowhere else do I shop where I use my card and they charge me an extra $7 for it. And then when you finally got your ticket, you go to the airport and there is security out the front making sure you don't park in the drop-off zone too long. You're terrified that your bags are not too heavy because otherwise the person behind the counter is looking to charge you an extra $30 per kilo over that you are. And they never seem to give you money back if you're under, which is strange. Then you go through security where you're scanned and you're worried that you accidentally left something that's a little too sharp in your bags or pockets, and then they will treat you like a criminal. Once you're through, ready to get on the plane, then every step on your journey requires you to wait for the next thing to happen. You get through security, then you have to wait at your gate. Then you're called and you wait to get on the plane. Then you wait on the plane to take off. You land and then you wait for them to open the doors. And then you get off the plane and you wait for your bags to finally come. But for each of those tiny little steps that you have to go through, you're secretly in a race with every other traveller on the plane to be the first one at the front of the line so you get to wait the longest and push everyone else out of the way. The only thing that makes this experience bearable is I know that I'm going somewhere worthwhile. The cultural story that we are told is that all we have is what is in front of us. The journey is the destination. So if there's something bad, you shouldn't really have to put up with it. You don't want to ruin your limited time that you have here. The people that this letter is written to are about to have a very bad flight. They need to know their destination. They need to know the story that they are living, because eat and drink for tomorrow we die will not help them to last. The story that leads and guides them is the story of their saviour, Jesus. Their saviour was not a first-class seat upgrade, but their saviour was the Son of God who turned his back on the splendour that he deserved and was thrown out of his home city to suffer outside as someone who did not belong. He suffered and endured so that we can find our true home. As we reflect on the closing of Hawthorne Church of Christ, we are forced to ask ourselves, what is it that is important? Over 127 years here, there has been a lot of building of this city, this church home. Babies have been dedicated, people have been baptized, couples have gotten married, and people have been remembered at funerals. And then all of the other things in between, which we've seen Jess do for us this morning. There has been a lot of city building in this place. However, this city has never been the goal. This has been a place where people could learn about their Saviour who endured the cross so they could have a true everlasting home with him. This has been a place where people could learn what is good and do it, even if it is hard or dangerous to do so. This has been a place where people have been taught the truth in a world that seeks to persuade and influence you otherwise. This has been a place that has made people uncomfortable so they can follow the things that matter. This has been a place where every Sunday morning for the past 127 years, people have offered up a sacrifice of praise to God and acknowledged his name. Yet here we have no lasting city, but we seek the city that is to come. I realised that I misinterpreted the shooting star. I did not ask God if he had plans for me in this church. but I asked him if he had plans for this church. His answer was that like a shooting star across the sky, it will shine its light into the darkness of the night, and then its journey will end as the parts separate and go their own way. This place has never existed to be a church in a suburb that has full pews, a variety of ages, cool music, and programs that fulfill every social and emotional need the community can come up with. This place has only ever existed to use those things to point people to their destination, to be a light shining across a night sky, showing the everlasting Saviour to a world in darkness. As we reach the end of that shooting star's journey, there are people here who have not been in this church for a long time, but you have been touched by this star. Wherever you call home now, offer up a sacrifice of praise to God and how he has revealed himself to you in this place, whether it be through the words and guidance of leaders, the kindness and generosity of friends, or some other aspect of his light. Praise him for what was and praise him for what will be. For those who are currently part of this church family, thank you for offering up a sacrifice of praise with me. Thank you for showing my family and each other the love of Christ. As we move forward to what God has for us next, I would ask you to remember your time here with gladness, and you can if you want. But my prayer is that your time here has shown you our true destination. Remember that here we have no lasting city, but we seek the city that is to come. Do not confuse the journey with the destination. Remember our Saviour who endured immeasurable suffering so that we can have hope beyond what is in front of us. So continue to do good when it is hard and dangerous. Hold on to the truth in a persuasive world and endure discomfort knowing that your Saviour has been through it all. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that you have moved in this place. Thank you for this shooting star across a dark night sky. Thank you for your Son and who he is to us. Thank you that he saved us so we can have a certain hope of a future. I pray, Lord, that you help us to endure until we reach our destination. Be with all the people here and bless them as you lead and guide them, and help them to show others your light too. In Jesus' name, for your glory, amen. Now, as we face an uncertain present but a certain future, I'll leave you with the blessing that the writer of Hebrews gave his brothers and sisters in Christ as he entrusted them in the hands of God for whatever was to come next. Now, may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good that you may do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen.